This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. He's already gone, but I can say it to him anyway. Good night, Zell. It's like the Waltons in one of the chat rooms. Everybody knows
all
every...
the chat rooms.
What?
That way in both of them.
Yeah? Wow. Yeah, well, I've only got one eye, so I can't keep up with both of them. Head over to the website, thrillside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on there. I really do want you involved, you know, in buying my stuff. Ramblings of a right-wing buy. What's that? No, what? I want him involved in buying my... Give me your money. You give it to Uncle Sam. Give it to me. He wastes it. I don't. I have a good time with it. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over to the website. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. I send out an email a week, right? Don't inundate you with stuff like some people do, you know, two or three a day. Even though I'm told that works better. I don't get it. I don't want to do it. I don't get it. The editors of GQ magazine have named the Holy Bible as one of the most overrated books in history. Moving shades of, you know, 52 grays or something, whatever it is, to the top of the list. I don't even know. It's ironic considering that the good many folks back home in Tennessee find GQ magazine overrated. I'm really seriously. I don't know anybody who takes that magazine seriously. Everybody I know laughs and jokes about GQ magazine. The Bible's ranked number 12 on their list of 21 books that you don't have to read before you die. Oh, see, they're the new gods. The editors called God's word repetitive, self-contradictory, foolish, and ill-intentioned. These people are so dull, mentally dull. I mean this. They actually think some guy sat down one day and wrote the Bible. Or a bunch of guys sat down in a room after a few cigars and some bourbons and decided, hey, let's see what we can do to screw up society. That's exactly how they see this stuff. The Bible is rated very highly by all the people who supposedly live by it, but who is actually not, they've not read any of it. Those who have read it know there are some good parts, but overall it's certainly not the finest thing that man has ever produced. It's repetitive. It's self-contradictory. It's foolish. Even times ill-intentioned. As long as Southern Baptist, I've grown accustomed to such foolish declarations, says Tom Starnes. This is the enlightened crowd we keep hearing about, right? These are those enlightened people that keep telling us how smart they are. They can't figure anything out, right? Everything is a hypothetical situation. Everything might work. And the more and more they go down their own rabbit trail, they find out how much doesn't work, how smart they actually are not. Todd goes on to say, I suspect the highbrow editors at GQ magazine would not know the difference between John the Baptist and Balaam's ass. Now, that is a clean word. That is the biblical term for the donkey. The truth is the Bible documents the greatest story ever told, a story about agape love, real love. You know, it's always bothered me that She's got little kids in the car. I swear I'll keep it clean. But it's always bothered me that in many cases, people today call a lustful act making love. It ain't making love. It's making sex. That's all it is. I mean, seriously, be honest about it. But the truth about the Bible is it's so much more. You know what? It can be repetitive. I don't care how much you love God. I don't care how much you love Christ. I don't care how much you love God's word. There's only so many begats you can take in two or three chapters. You know what I mean? I got it. Everybody was having children. You know what I mean? But what I tell my buddies is when you get to those, you already know them. Skip over them. You can go back and read them once in a while, but you don't have to. I mean, they really will put you to sleep. It's also the best-selling book of all time. More than 5 billion copies were sold. And that's according to the Guinness World Book of Records, not the United Kind of Christian Organization. The Holy Bible is God-breathed. It's a living and active. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. You know, Franklin Graham, I love it when he finally jumps in on this stuff. He said, there's nothing more powerful, there's nothing more needed by mankind than the Word of God. Reverend Graham, the president. Here's the problem, though, today. We've got squishy churches out there. I just talked to a guy today who left his church because basically the church taught there was no sin. You really didn't do anything wrong. Everything was okay. You couldn't really live a sinful life. I think, what is it, the First Church of Feel Good? Seriously. That's why there's so many confused kids out there. We let them do and think what they want. We do not. Funny thing about it, if you read the Bible, truly read the Bible, and you study, you don't just read, you actually study the Bible, you find out that God, there are consequences for doing the wrong thing. There are rewards for doing the right thing. God set it up that way. But those parents today that want to find those squishy churches, it's because they don't want to set up consequences for their kids. They don't want their kids to feel bad. Reverend Graham said the president, well, who's the president of Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, explained that the subject of the Bible from Genesis to Revelations, it's simple. It's Jesus Christ. And he creates all kinds of trouble, doesn't he? For someone that died and rose again over 2,000 years ago. Man, I hope I had that much impact 2,000 years after my life. I'm Joe, senior host. You are listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, I have a lot of fun at this, can't you tell? I already did that story. That was a good one, right? Listen, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, lots going on up there. What's your email address? If you give me your email address, right, then what I can do, I send you out an email every week, once a week, just once a week. I don't inundate you with emails letting you know what we're going to be talking about, what we're going to be doing. No, seriously. And then that one there, yeah, look, if you don't want to take it anymore, you don't have to. Do I push stuff on you? No. Do I force you to buy things? No. And really, the way things are going today, Email is the only way. Getting you guys up on the store is the only way, truly, to get things sold. Bring a few paltry pennies in from time to time. Do you know what I'm saying? Hey, Bernie Sanders is, you know, like a bad rash. He came back again. He just won't go away. Doesn't matter what you use. Peroxide, it doesn't matter. It just won't go away. So Sanders is now pushing for a plan. You ready for this one? This is our socialist buddy. He's preparing to unveil a plan for the federal government to guarantee a job offering $15 per hour and health care benefits to any American worker who wants or needs one. I wonder what the job would be. Pencil sharpener? I mean, if he runs it like some of these, you know, union laid out organizations are, there'll be a job for everything. It's also not clear how Sanders' plan would be paid for. Well, who cares about pay for it? We're just going to take everybody's money. No, really, anybody who's making over $15 an hour, the government will just take the money and dole it back out again. It's also not clear how Sanders would pay for this. Republicans have long opposed a federal jobs guarantee, saying that such a plan would be too expensive and impractical. They really, this is what I'm talking about. Think about this. They really want to break the back of the government. They really want things to fall apart. And then they'll blame it all on capitalism, when in reality it's socialism that'll bring it to its knees. If the socialism really worked, you know, places like Venezuela would be cranking. Cuba would be cranking. But it's not. And please don't write me an email that says, that's because it hasn't been implemented properly. Because you're such a genius. And the rest of the guys who tried weren't. The Post reported that in an early draft of Sanders' plan calls for the government to fund hundreds of projects in categories such as infrastructure, education, environment. Americans have to be entitled to receive a job with one of those projects or receive a job training to do so. Sanders also ran a surprisingly strong campaign in 2016, the one that was stolen out from underneath him from the DNC. My words, not theirs. Now, there are rumors right now that are going around saying that he's going to run again in 2020. That's what we need. It's more old white guys on the list. I mean, this is the party that's screaming about how bad, you know, white privilege and all that other stuff. Screaming about it, and let's run the old white guy again. And he's just saying that he, I mean, he is an old, prune-looking, Q-tip hair. Well, actually, no. His hair isn't that neat to be a Q-tip. Doesn't he always look like he just rolled out of bed? I mean, I'm talking hair and suit. He looks like a college kid running to his next class most of the time. You know, tie's loose. Coat's not quite fitting right. Anyway. last week, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand out of New York tweeted support for the jobs guarantee plan, saying it would help regular Americans who are unemployed and willing to work to better. See, it's a line of crock. Because if you really believe that, why won't you allow welfare recipients to work? Why don't you make them work, the ones, or even the unemployment? People that are looking for work and they're on unemployment, there are menial tasks, there are minor things they could do for the government to save the government some money. It won't work because then the unions step in and say, no, you can't do that. A, you can't force people to work, and B, you can't steal work from us. There's all kinds of work to be done on school grounds at district schools. All kinds of work, but you're taking it away from union people, so it'll never happen. Same thing at federal and state buildings. All kinds of work that need to be caught up on that the state doesn't have the budget to fix, pay, or do. And if they're already on welfare, they're already correcting unemployment, make them work a day a week. Now, Friday, Senator Cory Booker, another Democrat out of New Jersey, announced the Federal Jobs Guarantee Development Act, which would call for the Department of Labor to select up to 15 areas to institute a job guarantee. According to a news site, which first reported on Booker's plan, said these jobs would pay higher than $15 an hour. They'd have family leave, paid family leave. Oh, my God. I'll have to leave this job if that goes through. Paid family leave, health benefits, and more. The federal jobs guarantee is an idea that demands to be taken seriously, said Booker. Now, this is the same guy, and you Christians there in New Jersey, this is your fault, but that's beside the point. This is the same guy that was pounding on someone last week that they, in one of the hearings about his beliefs, his religious beliefs, his beliefs in God. I mean, it's just nuts, right? But they were okay with it. None of his colleagues stopped him. None of his colleagues found it distasteful. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air. That was Pompeo, by the way. When we come back, we're going to talk about government versus gold. Now, I've been talking about this for a long time. I keep telling you guys, who's your sufficiency? Is it God or is it the government? If you have more government, is there less God in your life? Has to be. Because if you're relying on government for stuff, you're not relying on God. So government's your savior, not God. And no, God didn't put welfare there for you to survive. It's nice to have a bump. I get it. You pay into it. I got all of that. Really not where we're supposed to be. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, I'm seriously, give me your email address. Get involved in the conversation. Right? Be part of the solution. I'm tired of people complaining and not doing. I'm tired of you guys complaining. Now, listen, it's great to be on Facebook. Great to be screaming about what's going on in Facebook, you know, in the world on Facebook. But what are you doing away from the house, away from the computer, away from the keyboard? I'm curious. I am Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Back. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you part of what's happening. I want you to understand. You know, how to fight. That's really what it boils down to for me. I want you to understand how to fight. All right? I mean, some of you guys go, well, you know, you can't make it happen. You can't do this. You can't do that. It requires too much of the. I mean, thank God our founding fathers didn't feel that way. Thank God our founding fathers didn't think it was too much work to push through and make something happen. Seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. All right. Going to have some fun. Government versus God. You know, again, we've talked about this a million times. And it really frustrates me sometimes because I think that some of our Christian brothers and sisters don't really look at this for what it is, what it's worth, and what it means. So, a new study finds that people are less religious when government is bigger. And you know why that is, right? Because they don't rely on God for anything. You don't need to. Because government's right there. It's Johnny on the spot to step in and help you out. You don't have to look to God for anything, really. He doesn't have to work in your life because the government beats him to it. Not meaning that it's better for you. They're just faster. We have no patience anymore. We want it now. Actually, we wanted it before now. We wanted it to happen before we knew we needed it. Researchers call it an exchange model of religion. If people can get what they need from the government, be it health care or education or welfare, they're less likely to turn to divine power for help. But are people actually more likely to drop religion in places where government provide more services and stability? Now, in a new paper, psychology researchers crunched the numbers and found that better government services were, in fact, linked to lower levels of strong religious beliefs. Again, I say, because you don't need God. You don't depend on God. I mean, I get stories all the time from people overseas. Godly stories. I know some of you don't agree with that or believe in it, but that's okay. They do, and it works for them. But seriously, when you look at this, and you look at what's going on, you got to say, this is proof positive that when government is too big, overreaches, it sucks believers, you know, basically right out of their Bible. Why read the Bible? Why learn more about God? Why learn how to rely on God when all you got to do is hop online and get your government money, get your government entitled program? Anyway, the findings held true in states across the U.S. and in countries around the world. The article, Religion is an Exchange System, the Interchangeability of God and Government, is a provider role, was published April 12th. You can find it in, where is that? If you want to go look it up yourself, Personality and Social Psychology online. I guess you can find it online. But is anybody surprised by that? I'd be curious if any of you are really, honestly surprised by that. Because I'm not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. According to National Review, liberal indoctrination on campuses now isn't working. You know, it's funny when you see what Generation Z is now coming up against and how tired they are of all this victimization or them being painted as the victims. Things are changing. I don't know how far they'll go. I'm not the big optimist on this. I know some of my buddies are, but I'm not. Right? Before I left for college orientation, I remember my dad warning me, this is the writer, not me, don't let them turn you into one of those blue-haired social justice warriors. His worry wasn't unfounded. Across the country, Republicans are agonizing that college campuses have become hotbeds of liberal indoctrination. He said, but his story should give them hope. Now, here's the thing. I kind of go back to the parents on this. Go to the schools, find out what's going, tell your son or daughter they need to pick two or three places to go. You're not going to allow them to go to one of those liberal loony bins. You're not going to allow them to hang out with a bunch of loons that could easily sway them because they're not strong enough to hold on their own. If almost 50% of the kids lose their religion in college, are you really willing to put your son through that, your daughter through that? He goes on to say, I came to campus without fully formed positions on most political issues and attending college in the liberal enclave of Western Mass. Oh, he's done. He's so done. In Western Massachusetts, hasn't brainwashed me. It's made me more conservative than I thought I ever could be. He said, that isn't to say that there's no cause for concern. Liberal professors do outnumber the conservative counterparts at least 5-1. What have I been telling you guys for a long time? We need to get off our butts and teach. We need to get off our butts and make some money. Right? And you could do that being a conservative college professor, a conservative high school teacher. One lecturer gave my class a trigger warning to caution us that she planned to use the apparently controversial word black when discussing African-American literature. Another professor promised that his class would be a safe space for students traumatized by the election of Donald Trump. Liberal educators used to respect open debate. I would have said, hey, where's the safe space you had for the election of Barack Obama? Were you doing one for in case Hillary got elected? How does that work? Liberal educators used to respect open debate and provocative ideas, but many left-wing professors now think keeping students in our comfort zones is much more important. Don't treat them like adults. Treat them like kids that need protection. He goes on to say, I became even more concerned when the classroom conversation turned communist. One professor cherry-picked readings from Karl Marx and made it seem like a virtuous defender of the working class rather than the founder of an ideology with a bloody history. Another professor called Fidel Castro an icon and spoke of him in glowing terms about Cuba's state-run economy. You know, the one where people are starving to death. Yeah, that one. He says, yet I wasn't convinced by the case for collectivism on campus. Neither were many of my classmates. One You've Got survey suggests that only 7% of millennials would prefer to live in a communist society. Where are they getting these numbers? Because I've seen bigger numbers than this. And more millennials now think of communists as a present-day problem than they did in 2016. Clearly, the brainwashing on campuses hasn't been as successful as they hoped. Now, part of the reason the writer says is because there's a disconnect between what's being taught and what's being absorbed. And they've done this to them. They've got you so wrapped up, the young kids, so wrapped up in getting these sound bites, these quick little sound bites that set them off, the 140 characters or less on their cell phones, or smartphones, excuse me. They see all this stuff. And it's coming at them, it's bombarding them. How much of it can they actually take in? How much depth of knowledge can you get with 140 characters or less? How much depth of knowledge can you get with a Facebook post? Colleges can't really indoctrinate a generation that grew up with the Internet, the writer says, which has conditioned us not to take what we're told at face value. He said, when I did my own research and my professor's arguments, I found out that unrestricted trade and unspread of and the spread of capitalism have done more to reduce global poverty than anything else. Students from the Socialist Club were too busy protesting for free abortion on demand and resisting Donald Trump to notice that Bernie Sanders might not have all the answers. Well, yeah, he does. If you missed it, he's going to make sure everybody gets a job. Yeah. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more to talk about when we come back from the break. Don't go far.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the Internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I just have to let it play out. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You really should be part of the conversation, no matter what. No, seriously. If the way you get input from other people, the way you kind of get a feel for the way things, and I won't say should be, but, people have different viewpoints on things. And the way you get some, I don't want to say feedback, but input, is to get it out there like we do. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear how you're approaching something, how you would deal with something. And again, like I said, we all have the ways we want things done. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. We were talking about the liberal campuses and the indoctrination that goes on a regular basis. You have to have an extremely, and I mean extremely, strong and powerful children. Because when you sit in there, come on, they're children. They're trying to get away from the house in most cases, try to find a place that they can blink and drink and fool around and blink. they need to find a place that they can burn off their energy. I like those parents who defend sending their kids, you know, out of the country, out of state, whatever. What is it, Crazy Week? Summer, what is it, Spring Break? Yep. You know, they've been working so hard. Right? They've been working hard, and, you know, you got to allow them to blow off some steam and let them go down there and drink their brains out and have sex like crazy and maybe get lost and have your daughter turn up missing. Oh, yeah, we should let them go blow off steam. There are other ways to blow off steam. Allowing them to go crazy is not necessarily the right way to let them blow off steam. Anyway, the writer of this story is talking about how, you know, college didn't make him more liberal. Actually, if anything, it made him more conservative. He says, my school's a gun-free zone, and so thousands of others across the country. Firearms are banned from campus. Pro-gun politics are discouraged. When Antonia Okafor came to college near me, administrators even shut down the campus carry activist speech after deeming the Second Amendment very controversial. I don't know how an amendment becomes controversial. It's beyond me. But despite the anti-gun atmosphere on campus, many young people like me still strongly support the Second Amendment. According to a 2015 survey from Pew, 18 to 29-year-olds are actually less likely than older Americans to support a ban on assault weapons. The young people are among the most supportive of concealed carry laws. Try as they might, would-be liberal indoctrinators haven't convinced college students. Now, they might while they're in your class. You might believe they're on your side while they're in class or walking around campus when you're close by, but I'm sure it's a whole different conversation later on. On some campuses, a small but vocal minority are left-leaning students have become extremely hostile towards First Amendment as well. That's why we see these viral videos, he said, in which controversial speakers are shouted down. Now, many young people actually find this hostility disturbing. They don't like being surrounded by censorship. They feel like they're suffocating inside. Free speech zones. They started to see why the First Amendment is so sacred. And I would imagine some that are actually paying attention and watching would see that after a period, would understand that they won't always be the majority. If the conservatives get in power, they're afraid they would do the same thing to them. He went on to say that my experience was, after I started speaking out in school newspaper, I got hate mail. I got angry left-wing students even joked about my death online. The illiberal atmosphere on campus showed me and many other students just how important free speech really is. My classmates routinely came up to me to whisper, I agree with you in class. I love your article. I saw what you posted. Just don't tell anybody. According to Gallup, 61% of college students think that their campus culture stifles free expression. And 7 of 10 would prefer a campus climate where all speech is allowed. Many students at campus still think themselves, even if they're afraid to speak out. You know, what's funny is when you look at this, it's too bad we haven't trained up the conservative kids to be stronger. The conservative kids to be able to open their mouths and speak out and be as strong as the liberal kids. Why is that? You know, as Horowitz said last week, let's teach them how to be rude. There is a time to be rude, and there is a time to have manners. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I say that around where I'm at a lot, that the people in my area who know, like, who I am and what I do, the liberals are noisy, very noisy people. Because then they think, and they do, they get taken care of just to shut them up and get them out. They're not, most cases, they're not being appeased because I agree with you. It's like, shut that loon up. Give them what they want so they get on my face. But I can't tell you how many people come up to me and say, love what you say, love what you're writing, keep the fight up, we'll keep praying for you. There's been times where I've been aggravated. I go, look, so why aren't you out there? You're articulate. Why aren't you out there? Why aren't you doing what you need to do? Anyway, the writer goes on to say, hey, so we don't have to worry about young people getting indoctrinated by left-wing professors or a radical college culture. If anything, the campus left makes a compelling case for conservatives. That's weird, right? Many students, you know, they get in there. They want to engage. They want to get involved. I think that's wonderful. You need to train up your kids to be strong. You need to train up your kids that this is okay. You need to train up your kids that it's okay to push back. That it's not the end of the world. Anyway, I always thought the story was great. This has come around a couple times when these things come up. You know, the Democrats have been pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing for what? Come on, when it comes to minimum wage, $15 an hour, right? Got to have a living wage. No reason why you can't pay somebody a living wage. Got to pay $15 an hour. Can't afford $15 an hour. You're hiding something. There's something wrong with you. Except if you're a union run by Democrats, in which case, $15 an hour is way too much money to pay anybody. No, I'm not joking. I'm serious. And I love it. Again, it's that hypocritical stuff. It's a double standard that Dems love to live by. If you look closely, at the bottom of virtually every yard sign posted or door hanger distributed by any Democratic campaign, you'll find a symbolic commitment to organized labor. A small seal certifying that it was printed by a union worker. The campaign staffer that handed out those yard signs, however, is not part of the union. They're likely working around the clock at below minimum wage, if at wage at all. In any industry with the unpredictable benefits, hiring and firing practices, and procedures for sexual harassment or other discrimination, there aren't any. They may even have to feed volunteers out of their own pockets. But a new union is trying to change that organizational campaign workers, forcing a conversation about why Democratic politicians often don't treat their own workers with the way that they are stump speeches line up. Wow.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, right. The Democratic Party is a champion of labor rights, except for it's their own laborers. We've been through this before. It's just like Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters. They scream about the inequality in women's pay, and yet they've been nailed year after year after year being between 18 and 21% difference between what they pay their male staffers and their female staffers for the same job. That's why I always say, you can't, they're hypocrites. They're just flat out hypocrites. So when they put it out there, you just go, yeah, okay, whatever. I'll wait till I have time to look it up and see if it's real. Right? The campaign workers, Campaign Workers Guild says that we sacrifice our health, financial security, and leisure time to support candidates and movements that we hope will make our society much more prosperous, equitable, and inclusive. It's time for our employers to live up to the values that they publicly espouse, that they publicly speak about, scream about, whatever words you want to use. Now, they won't tell us how many campaigns they've approached. They won't tell us how many campaigns have actually helped. But here's my deal. If they approached 20, they got 21 that said no. How do you like that? I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, we're here all week. Hope you are too. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.